Hands up where I can see them.
Good gravy, is Harriet Tubman.
The inventor of the bathtub?
How did these dumbasses enslave us?
Roll it.
Oh, hello.
Who is this?
It's your mama.
If you're my mother, what is your last name?
Mel. It's my mother. That confirms it.
I'm Kublai Khan.
Amelia Earhart.
The Romanovs.
I am Sigmund Freud. Join me for my masturbates. Masterclass. What?
Who are you?
Some call me Jesus Christ, son of God.
Some call him broken corny.
My new book idea, the Kama Sutra from soup to nuts. If I'm not going slurp, 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 I'm eating soup.
Judas, you pissed on my feet. I know you hear me. You're gonna blow your hands for 30 seconds and you're just not gonna look at me?
Sorry, I only have big pieces of silver.
We are about to embark on the biggest campaign in the history of the world, part two.
Noah, you were supposed to get two of every animal.
I got two chihuahuas, two pekingeses, two pugs. Actually, I got three pugs. Don't tell God.
What ideas have you got for Shakespeare?
What if we do a play, but it's got music and singing?
People sing their feelings.
Someday the masses will adore me as together we stand tall.
Anyone else with a good idea?
Yes.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Nerds, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh my God, it's fucking here.
Yes.
We've talked about it for a few years since they fucking mentioned it.
Yeah.
As being
mentioned it was a possibility. We're like, yes, I'm in.
And we've always prayed for Mel Brooks not to die.
Yes.
But we all know he's getting up there, and like when he's constantly posting, oh, my good friend, you know, Carl Reiner just died. We're like, oh, fuck, oh, fuck. Oh, my good friend Gene, oh, no. Like, please, please, no. And I'll be honest, it's weird seeing anything Mel Brooks in 4K or HD.
Yeah.
Like, when you watch the original History of the World, and I know it's from the 70s, like, but it's got that grainy old vibe to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're watching this, and I'm like, something's... The first time I watched it, I'm like, something's not right. And I got thinking about it. I'm like, oh, it's crystal clear. Like, that's the problem.
Yeah, but it's amazing.
So it is it's going to be a TV series.
Yeah.
On Hulu, which I thought it was going to be a movie. 8 episodes is what there is. And I'm trying to see how long each episode is, because they're not releasing the whole thing at one time.
No.
And so if they're only a half hour, I'm going to be super bummed. Like, we've waited long enough, Mel.
Yes, we have. Like, and it's one of those things. What's funny is, I mean, it's one of those, like, me and Amber watched the preview, you know, or the trailer like last night, and she's like, seeing all the different people in it, I'm like, I don't care who you are. Mel Brooks says, hey, I want you to be in History of the World Part 2. You don't even ask what role he wants you to play.
Yeah.
You just say yes. I mean, I could be a cock-gobbling fucking Hitler, but if I'm in fucking History of the World Part 2, I'm fucking in.
Yeah, well, and there's big fucking names, man.
Oh, yeah.
We got Knoxville, Taika Waititi, David Duchovny, Zazie Beetz, Dove Cameron, Seth Rogen, Danny DeVito, Kamal Nanjiani, Jake Johnson, Emily Ratajkowski, Jack McBrayer, Sarah Silverman, Richard Kind, Jason Manzakis, Josh Gad. I'm just going through the ones I know. Joe Lo Triglio, from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Rob Corddry, J.B. Smoove, Reggie Watts, yeah.
I mean, it's like I said. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. If freaking Mel Brooks says, I want you to be in History of the World Part 2, you don't even ask what the role is. You're just like, yeah, I'm in.
Anybody who knows anything about satire and comedy writing, you're 100% right.
Yeah.
You know.
And if you say no to that without even, I mean, you're an idiot. I'm sorry, but.
I think it would be similar to if Spielberg said, hey, I got a role in Star Wars for you. Are you interested? Nobody's going, oh, what role? Like, they're like, okay. Oh,
am I a Jedi? Am I what? It's just like, okay.
Nope,
well,
you're wearing a metal suit. You're a droid.
I mean, how many big names have you heard of where you find out later that they're one of the freaking, you know, in Star Wars, they're one of the clones or whatever, one of the freaking stormtroopers on Earth. You have no idea it's them, but they just, you want to do it? Yeah, I want to do it.
I think there's, with people like Mel, or movies, franchises, things that people know are going to be funny and seen. Look at Brad Pitt in fucking Deadpool 2. Yeah. Like, I think they said he was on 0.2 of a frame.
Yeah.
You know, like it was nothing, but boom, there he is. You know.
Yeah.
I think a lot of actors anyways nowadays, I think they kind of like the cameo. Because what, in a lot of movies, what are we talking about?
The cameos.
Every Marvel movie, almost to date, right, besides the last couple, every person wanted to know what Stan Lee was doing. Like, what was his cameo role going to be? And, I mean, they're so popular and famous, there's rankings for them. You know, I can say Tony Stank, and anybody who's seen a fucking Marvel movie knows that that's, you know, Iron Man. FedEx driver, where he calls him Tony Stank. You know, I think it's Iron Man 2 that's in. You know, I could say stripper. We all know that's from Deadpool.
Yeah.
Hefner.
He was the DJ, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bringing Destiny to the stage.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, we have so many other ones, too, where it's just a random cameo. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, you mentioned, Affleck, but Damon. He's famous for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was Thor? In Thor.
No, he was Loki.
Oh, he was Loki? Who was Thor?
No. Then? Thor was Hemsworth's brother.
Yeah, that's right.
And not the famous one. It wasn't Liam Hemsworth. It was
the other one.
Lesser known of the three.
Yeah.
He was either Loki or Odin. He might have been Odin.
He was one of them, but he's been a bunch of random ones like that. It's like the one movie.
He's in Deadpool. In Deadpool 2, when Cable
with
first,
him and,
he's the hick Tudyk, on the truck.
It? Yeah, it was him and Tudyk.
Yeah.
Alan Tudyk.
Was that Alan Tudyk in that?
Yeah.
I was going to bring up Alan Tudyk when I brought up Star Wars as the robot in Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's fucking phenomenal, by the way.
Well, no, whatever that freaking the Moana or whatever, he's the fucking chicken.
Yeah.
Alan Tudyk. But it's like, yeah, I mean, you know, and then Matt Damon's also in the Euro trip with the Scotty Doesn't Know?
Yep.
Punk Rock, where he's singing Scotty Doesn't Know. I mean, there's a whole bunch of those where there's just people that, hey, want to come, you know, do this real quick? Yeah, I do.
But I think Kevin Smith's kind of getting that same way as Mel, where if Kevin calls you, I think the difference is I think Mel Brooks knows if he calls you, you're coming. And I think Kevin Smith still has that sense of doubt. Like, he actually talked about it with Depp in, was it Tusk or it was Yoga Hosers that Depp was in as a cameo. And he was like, he goes, I asked him jokingly because our daughters go to school together. And he was like, yeah, my daughter's in it. I'll be in it. And he was like, what? I got Johnny fucking Depp. You know,
and I think it's just one of those things. I mean, once you hit that point where it's like actors are like, yeah, I'll take, you know, a couple hours out of my day and come do a couple minutes on your set.
Yeah.
You know, and there's been a couple other ones like that where they do weird, random, just, or they just happen to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. No,
you know,
I think
there are a couple of those where they would just like end the studio next door. And they're like, hey, come over here for a minute.
I think this movie looks fucking, or series, I guess, right?
Series or mini series or whatever you're gonna call it. I mean, it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be. I mean, it's, well, Mel Brooks. I mean,
I think the best part, right, is that it's by Mel Brooks, so, right?
Yes.
Like, you know, you get some people who were just huge Mel Brooks fans, and not particularly Mel Brooks, but you get people who are huge fans and loved work of somebody, and were like, oh, I'm going to do a spinoff of that.
Yep.
And, you know, I got their blessing and blah, 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 blah. And then you're like, you're just not them.
No.
So, yeah, I think it's fucking, I'm super jacked. March 6th, Hulu. Like, I am fucking pumped.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
How long has it been since we've had something Mel Brooks?
Long fucking time. Like, too long.
You know who's not on this list, which is really weird, is being in the show? There's no way he can't be in it. Is Mel Brooks. He's not.
He's got to be somewhere.
He's not listed in the credits.
But, I mean, it's,
well, that worries me. We're almost 93 years old.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, 97 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to look here. Let's see. I don't want actor, because he's always had... I want writer. Yeah, it's been a while since he's, like,
written... Young fucking sign live? What?
Yeah, I'd be...
I mean, it's going to be hard without Gene.
So,
I mean,
I can understand that if you're going live where it's almost Broadway-ish,
mm-hmm.
right? If it's not quote-unquote a movie, I think there's been a lot. The producers, right? When they did the producers on Broadway and it was Matthew Broderick and you kind of got a following as Matthew Broderick in that role and then they brought it to the screen. I think Mel's smart in that regard, right? Where he's not just like, you know, because you got to rewrite some stuff and you got to make it, you know, for the actor itself. So,
yeah, I'm looking at like screenwriter wise, Paws of Fury.
Oh, he wrote that, huh?
Oh yeah, like I said, did you see it?
I just saw it on streaming the other day.
I would say because there's so many nods to Mel Brooks in that. It was amazing. I mean, so many things that are said that you're like, oh, you know, through the whole movie. But, I mean, besides that, what I'm looking at, the last thing, like, really written by him, besides, you know, live at the Geffen in 25 or 15, is Spaceballs, the animated series in 08 and 09.
I don't remember that.
I don't either, but I want to find it now.
I do too.
And then Get Smart in 08.
But Get Smart, he just wrote some of the characters. And I think he got the writing credit because he's the one who created the original Get Smart. And they're based on his characters. Like, I don't know, you know, he didn't write the screenplay for it.
No.
Before
that, it's the producers in 2005, but that because he wrote the original screenplay.
Yep. And then Dracula, Dead and Loving. God, I forget that's a Mel Brooks film.
I did too. Which and Robin Hood, Men in Tights. I love Men in Tights. Wait, that sounded so bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long, long time. Oh, and I was wrong. History of the World's the 80s. I was thinking it was 79. It's 81.
Well, but still, you know.
But needless to say, I'm still super fucking pumped for it.
I mean, yeah.
Super pumped. This weekend, we have the Super Bowl.
We do.
Who you got?
I don't know. I mean, really, I have nothing for either one of them. I kind of want to, I don't know. I mean, I don't care about either team, really. maybe the Eagles, because, you know, Jalen hasn't won one yet.
Jalen's only been in the league 3 years.
Yeah.
Calm your tits.
But Patrick Mahomes has only been in the league for what? How many? He already has one. So
Yeah, well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure I like Jalen Hurts. I mean, I don't dislike him, but I'm not.
I mean, it's not like one of those things. Like I said, I don't have a whole lot of invested in it. I mean, I'd like to see, you know, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, I like to see him get another one. And I mean, Travis Kelce to beat his brother, but I don't know. But then on the other side of that, Travis Kelce's brother, what, Jason Kelce, he's retiring. This is it.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He basically said, well, that's what they're, he said, this is not going to change his decision. So, it's not likely to, no matter what the outcome of the game. So it sounds like this is it. This is him for it for him. So the Jason Kelce from the Eagles is going to retire after this.
Well, you brought up the Kelces, and that was kind of what I was getting at. This is a clip from their podcast with their mom. This is pretty good if my computer works.
I'm going to be screaming the entire game. Whoever has the ball, I want it to be the highest scoring Super Bowl ever in the history of Super Bowls.
Ooh, let's do it.
But who are you actually rooting for? You got to root for a team.
Sorry, I can't do that.
What do I tell Fletcher Cox?
Tell him that I'm 50% with you guys.
Are you going to be rocking the 50-50 Kelce jersey that I got you?
Oh, yeah.
That Jason didn't get you, that I got you?
He was really upset the first time you guys played each other because I was coming at him and the 87's on the front. And so I had to turn around real quick because I could tell he was pissed.
I don't get upset.
What?
Time out. We got to get back to the rooting. You've said in the past that you root for me because I've given you grandkids. I've always known that you root for Travis. Who do you actually root for? In a battle to the death, me versus Travis, who are you rooting for?
If you were on a boat and you were in the middle of the ocean, who would you save, me or your father?
Ooh, she just threw it right in your face.
That's easy. I would save you in a heartbeat. There's no question on that. Who would you save, Trev?
You know what? Dang, damn it.
If you don't act quick enough, you're going to lose both of them. You don't have the choice. All right, Mom, answer the question. Who are you saving?
Life or death.
If you choose me, just know that both Wyatt and Elliot will grow up without a father.
I got to start breeding.
Please do not.
Find the right person.
I'm going to find a breeder, and I'm going to get kids so that Mom can love me again.
Wow.
That's what I'm rooting for, the Kelces.
I mean, that's kind of the hard part, too, is, I mean, both of them, I mean, I haven't seen anything bad about any of them. They're like those two football players, like two brothers. There's never really controversy with either one of them. And they're both Pro Bowl players. They're both good.
Travis was a fuck.
Now, was he?
Like, he got thrown off one of his college teams, and yeah, he had some growing up to do.
Oh, yeah.
To get, you know, but now I like them both now, and I think, I mean, I'm not saying Travis was a bad human being. He was overly immature college student, but yeah, Tosh brought it up. I mean, honestly, as a parent, right? This case, the mom, but as a parent, that, like, your dream, right, is for both your kids to play in the Super Bowl.
They're like, not against each other.
But now they're playing against each other. Like, that would be tough.
Yeah. Well, and I think it'd be, I would think it would be easier if it wasn't for the fact that they both have won one.
Was Jason on that Phillies team that won with Nick Foles?
Yeah.
Was he? Okay.
He was drafted by the Phillies and has been a Philly his entire career.
And so that's what I told Tosh. I was like, I think they both have won one. So really, mm-hmm. at this point, you don't have a rooting interest besides both of your boys to come out healthy. I said, really, as a parent, that's lose-lose, right? You're going to run to the winner's locker room and be like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, high five and hugs, kisses, blah, 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 blah. And then you're going to go to the loser one and console, cry on the shoulder.
Yeah.
But then
it's
was
one of
like,
those ones you want, like, your kids to both have, like, the game of their lives. But then whoever wins, whatever.
But what's a game of your life for a center? Honestly, like, not giving up a sack? Like, that's really...
Pretty much.
Not fumbling the snap and not giving up a sack. Like, those are your...
Yeah.
I mean, you can get the rarity of, let's say, Jalen Hurts fumbling it.
And you pick it up and run away.
And... Or even just pick it up, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't ever expect or count that, right? Where Travis, you're like, man, I want you to have 100 yards and, you know, 10 catches, a touchdown. You're like, Jason, I don't want you to fall on your face. Like, that's, You know, that's kind of what it is. But, you know, and then she was like, what about the brothers? I'm like, real easy. There's going to be a little consoling and a little, hey, I'm really happy for you. Good job. Sorry, little brother. Sorry, big brother, whatever. And then they're going to be like, you know what? Let's go take Baz naked and our millions of dollars.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they have money. It's going to, I think it's, yeah.
Honestly, the hardest part for the brothers has to be the years of shit talking. They're fucking brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me the winner of this isn't going to bring it up every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every kid's birthday, you know, any chance they can. Like, and you would imagine at some point that could cause some legit fights.
Oh, yeah.
You know, legit fights. I'm with you. I don't have a rooting interest. I want a good game. I think this has the possibility of being a really fun game, depending on how healthy Mahomes is with that high ankle sprain.
That's one thing I worry about. But I mean, he had it during the last game, and he was moving pretty good, and he's had, you know, 2 weeks.
He didn't move until the last series. What are you talking about? They even
said
it.
He had that run that, you know, and it was one of those things. I saw so many people were like, oh, that wasn't a late hit. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, he was 4 yards out of the freaking.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had a lot of my friends that are like, you know, fans of, you know, I can't remember what team it was. They lost to the 49ers. Oh, no, it wasn't 49ers. They were playing the Bengals.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, that wasn't a late. I'm like, go watch it again.
So my argument on that wasn't a late hit. Was he was stumbling before he went out of bounds. So
I don't think he could have stopped it, and that's kind of a thing too.
Like, I get it. You have to make the call no matter what the situation is. Like, it's hard. Once you get into the judgment call of, oh, was he stumbling and couldn't control himself, or, you know, then you're going to have a lot of bullshit where this, you just got to make, like, dude, it doesn't matter what happened, why he hit him, and that. So I agree with the call, but I don't, like, I can see the argument for a no call.
It's one of those things, this is kind of how I look at that one, because the way, like you said, he was stumbling. If there had been no flag, I could see there being a no call. But the second he dropped that flag, he made the call.
Well, yeah.
I mean, the second he pulls it out, that you can't really pull that one back.
Now, there was a ton of other very shitty calls in that game.
Oh, yeah.
That you have a much better gripe.
Oh, yeah.
About, you know, the rough in the passer in the pocket where he wasn't even touched. You know, the holds that weren't called. Like, there's other calls to bitch about, but.
Oh, there's a bunch. But of course, that's the one that call's not made. They don't get within field goal range.
Yeah. But if the two calls before that weren't made, the fourth down would have happened. Because one of those was on fourth down and gave him the first.
Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah, really, I'm rooting for a good game, something entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not a Chiefs fan. There's some players on the Chiefs I really like, and I'm not an Eagles fan. There's some people on the Eagles I really like. I'm not, because being a Seahawks fan, I'm not really like, well, the Seahawks are in the NFC. We got to, because I'm also an AFC Seahawk guy, like, we're that old.
Yeah.
You know, if I was 20, it'd be a totally different story. Like, hey, I want the NFC to win because that's where the Seahawks are.
Yeah.
But, so as
it's a tough one. Like I said, it's one of those ones, there's really nothing in it, like, where sometimes we have that, like, there's something in the game that we have a whatever, like, you know, last year when it was, you know, the Rams.
Yeah, fuck them.
Exactly.
Except I'm a Stafford fan.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem. I was a Rams fan until we became NFC. And that was what was hard for me last year. I was a Rams fan when it was Kurt Warner and everything else. And then when we became an NFC team and went into their.
See, I don't know if I was ever a Rams fan. I was always a Kurt Warner fan.
Yeah.
Right. Another just great story. Just like, I'm not a Niners fan. But if Brock Purdy would not have got hurt in that game and would have beat the Eagles, I would have been happy because I love the Brock Purdy story.
And that's me. It's like I'm not a Niners fan. I hate the Niners, but I like Brock Purdy.
And he seems like a very humble, you know, glad to be their kid who's busting his ass to do, you know, like I'm a Brock Purdy fan. Yeah. And I think it would have been super fucking cool that Mr. Irrelevant in his rookie year goes 9-0 and wins the Super Bowl.
That would have been amazing.
Like,
but
you would have never, and that Mr., you know, the only team that that guy could have played for that I wouldn't have rooted for, period, would have been the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think my hatred for the Cowboys trumps my like for any player.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to root for anybody on the Cowboys. It's like,
if Steve Largent would have went to the Cowboys to end his career, I would have rooted against him.
Yep.
Speaking of Steve Largent, this popped up on my For You page.
Stories in the NFL came in 1988. It started in week one between the Seahawks and the Broncos. Seahawks wide receiver Steve Largent had caught a ball over the middle of the field when he was laid out by Broncos linebacker Mike Harden.
Pass drills went up the right side.
It hit me right in the hands, and Mike Harden hit me right in the face with his forearm.
Steve Largent was knocked unconscious. Harden was fined $5,000 for the illegal hit, but it would be Largent who got the final laugh. 14 weeks later, the Broncos played the Seahawks again. Late in the game, Dave Craig threw a deep ball into the end zone, which was intercepted by Mike Harden. Harden started to take the ball up the field when, out of nowhere, Largent came for his revenge. Not only did he lay out Mike Harden, but he also forced the fumble and recovered it himself. The cherry on top of an epic revenge story.
That was the play, I would say, is my favorite play of my NFL career. A tackle, not a catch.
One of the
you have to remember that.
Oh, of course I do.
Oh, my God.
He freaking leveled him.
Yeah. I don't know why I remember it, but for whatever reason, I had it in my head that it was Steve Atwater.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because that's the only Bronco backfield guy that I remember all these years later. But, yeah, that was fucking phenomenal.
Oh, it was. Watching that hit, and I mean, not only did he hit him so hard, he made him freaking fumble and then recovered it himself. Like, uh-uh.
Yeah. And then the other football story, I am willing to put my house up, give anybody any amount of money who can get me into that dark room with Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee and said that he is going to a four-day, I can't remember what they called it, some type of darkness resort to get in touch with his feelings. For 4 days, he's in a completely pitch black, no electricity cabin, not allowed to leave. I mean, he's allowed to leave if he wants to just quit and go home.
Yeah.
But it's 4 days in complete pitch black darkness. And I want to be in that room.
Why? Just so you can punch him in the head?
Yes.
You're going to kill him in that room?
Nope. I just want to punch him in the face once. I've said it since he played for fucking Cal. Oh, yeah. I can't stand him. He's got the most punchable face on the face of the planet. And I just want to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Period.
You can see that.
I just do. And then I meant to send you this, and I forgot, but check this fucker out.
Lawyer coming to you with breaking legal news in the middle of the night. You can't make this stuff up. This is serious crime in Metro Detroit.
That's right. A Detroit area woman has been arrested for training squirrels to attack her ex-boyfriend. And yes, this is a real story, and yes, that is her booking room photo. 45-year-old Janice Smith was arrested this morning by officers of the Detroit Police Department for allegedly capturing numerous squirrels and training them to attack her former lover. The story goes on. The victim, 51-year-old James Robinson, was presumably attacked by the rodents on more than a dozen occasions over this last month. These attacks caused him many serious injuries, including the loss of two fingers and one testicle. How did he know that she was responsible? Well, she was partially hidden behind some bushes, but I could clearly see her and hear her. She was yelling orders at the squirrels and telling them to attack me. We haven't even reached the best part yet. Hold on.
when the police, she confessed to capturing and training squirrels to harass and attack her ex-boyfriend. She was, this is it. She used to train lions for a circus. It was easy for her to make the animals do what she wanted. She wanted to raise an army of 50 to 100 squirrels. Michigan DUI lawyer.
What the fuck?
My favorite is the top comment right there. Everything, absolutely everything about this story is a Hallmark movie waiting to happen. Nuts About You, a love story.
It's insane. One of the waitresses at the firehouse, she just moved into a place in Enumclaw, and the house got overrun by squirrels.
Oh, like, no her shit. Apartment
got overrun by squirrels. They had to, like, freaking move out.
Now, I got to be honest. When I first saw this, I was like, oh, my God, this is awesome. Upon further review, it's false. It didn't just happen. The story came out in 2017, and it's been proven false. However, could you imagine if that was fucking possible?
That would be amazing. I want to train. There's squirrels all over. That's why my neighbor keeps feeding the fuckers.
Are squirrels trainable? Training. Well, I guess you've seen them on, like, water skis, right? With, like, remote control boats and...
I don't know. I kind of want to find out now.
So where does testicle gnawed off by a squirrel rank on your nope list?
Right up near the top. How did he get to why were his nuts exposed?
Maybe she sent the attack squirrels in while he was in the shower.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm.
Can you even get charged with anything with this? I feel like it wouldn't hold up in court if she has a lawyer. I mean,
it would be a tough one. I mean, it'd be one of those things. I mean, I guess you could get charged if you got your dog made an attack dog. I mean, so I guess it'd be the same with the...
You can get charged without even having an attack dog.
That's true.
If your dog jumps the fence and bites somebody, like...
But can you own a squirrel?
I don't know. Let's fire up the old Google machine. Let's see here. Can you own a squirrel? Arkansas, Idaho, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming all allow people to own pet squirrels. Additionally, Nebraska requires that the squirrel wasn't captured from the wild for it to be a legal pet. Where else would you fucking get a squirrel if it's not the wild?
I don't know.
Like, in Utah, can I go to PetSmart and get a squirrel?
Maybe.
Like, aren't all squirrels wild?
I would think so.
Who... Describe your person who would have a squirrel as a pet. Like... If I told you, oh, I know somebody that has a pet squirrel, what is the vision of this human being that comes to your fucking mind?
Shirtless with a raccoon skin cap and cut off jeans and living in Hobart. Ravensdale.
We're small time. I'm going Selleck. Because I think you'd have to have those fucked up chromosomes from inbreeding to go, I'm keeping me a squirrel. And I thought about, like, okay, it'd be the South, right? Alabama, somewhere down there. But them fuckers eat squirrels. Like, I'm not sure, you'd have a pet one. Unless you had that one with a screw loose that was like, I'm tired of them eating. I'm protecting them. These are my pets.
Yeah.
But definitely one tooth. Probably like that woman, a little cross-eyed. I could see shirtless. Jorts. Cut off jorts.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Cut off jorts with work boots.
No, I got to have the work boots on, but not laced.
Or if not,
they're not
jorts,
laced work boots. They're the work boots that, all like, yeah.
And if laced, not jorts, I'm going with overalls with no shirt on.
Mm.
That's also a possibility. And it definitely has to be inbred.
Definitely.
Like, something's got to be, there's got to be a chromosome issue. You know, which occurs when your tree branch of the family tree just goes straight.
Yeah.
So, that fucking fascinates me that you can own pet squirrels in some of these fucking...
But like I said, it says they can't be from the wild. So how do you get one?
No, that's only in Nebraska. That's only in Nebraska.
Nebraska.
So I've always been a proponent of, like, pets. Your pet has to, I don't know, like, do something.
Yeah.
But I say that, and then I'm like, I'm a cat person. Cats don't do shit, but love on you. And they're soft. And they bring a sense of peace to me. When a cat curls up on you and purrs and says, you know, I'm safe, now I feel safe.
Yeah.
Dogs, I get, you can train dogs to do lots of things to help a person, you know. What the fuck is a squirrel for?
Steal shit.
To gather nuts.
Send them over
to
your neighbor's house and steal stuff.
To gather nuts. There was a story today, speaking of gathering nuts. I think it might have been a squirrel. Somewhere in California, they brought an exterminator out for a rodent issue and had 700 acorns or 700 pounds of acorns.
I saw that.
Stuffed
like
in their wall.
Out of the wall.
Yeah, that's... So, like, what would you do? I guess they forage for you? Like, if the apocalypse ended, they could have a lot of acorn soup?
I guess. I think I'd end up having squirrel soup, and that'd be the problem.
You gotta have that protein.
Man.
You can put that on a cracker, dude. You know that guy, right?
No.
You haven't watched that guy on TikTok?
No.
That you can put it on a cracker, dude?
I don't think I haven't seen
well,
him.
Let me fucking... I don't know if I have any of his fucking videos saved. That would be the ideal fucking guy who could... that would own a squirrel. I'll show you this fucking guy. And you'll be like, oh yeah, that's him. That's fucking him.
Put it on a cracker, dude. Oh yeah, that's him. That is definitely the squirrel tamer.
You know where we put that potato salad, dude? Let's get that roux. Let's get that roux going. Half a cup of that vegetable oil.
Sounds like a guy that owns some fucking squirrels.
Is he Cajun?
Yeah.
Stir it right now. Don't let that burn.
Now is this real? Or is this a character?
No, it's real. He owns a crawfish place that
makes sense.
They send live crawfish all over the country overnight to people.
Wow.
So he's got, you know, all the pots and shit to go out and trap or catch or whatever crawfish. And then he does a lot of these little cooking videos with gumbos and shit like that.
Little, that's fucked. That paddle looks like what they used in that freaking, you know, Dazed and Confused to beat the fucking freshman.
Yeah. And he kind of looks like, instead of Ben Affleck, he kind of looks like Matt Damon from Deadpool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he's got beers on his hillbilly belt. Is that what you would call that?
Yeah.
And he's got a shotgun thing that's attached to whatever. But he's all the time he'll stop and he'd be like, while we wait, we hydrate. And he, like, shotguns the beer, and, yeah.
Wow. Now I kind of watch him more.
Yeah, to me, so much of TikTok is Jerry Springer, and I fucking love it. Like,
it is.
Do you remember watching Jerry Springer, and you're like, there's no way these people exist in real life? And now, 20 years later on TikTok, you're like, oh, these people fucking exist in real life.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
You're like, oh.
Yeah, 100%. It's fucking fantastic. I love it.
Oh, it's amazing. It's the best part. So what is it? Put it on a cracker, dude. Is that what you called him?
Yeah.
I'm looking him up now because I'm adding him to my people.
I'm trying.
My
his actual pooping. Handle is Stale Cracker, and cracker spelled with a K.
Wow.
So. Yeah, they got
Stale Cracker.
He's actually got some really, good looking food.
Oh, I'm sure some of those crazy people have like some of the best looking food when they're cooking stuff. And you're like, oh, god damn. So, but there's another one that I don't know. I don't know if I've sent it to you. The white girl cooker, the white girl cook, or whatever it is.
The one that looks kind of. I don't know how to describe it. Kind of like cleaned up hood rat. Like you kind could of, tell yeah. She was ghetto in high school and still kind of, she's always wearing the hat with the gold chains and the, that one.
I don't think it's that one. No, it's like she makes like she, it's most of them are like making fun of white girl cooks.
Oh.
Where like one of them, she's like, we're going to make potatoes. Then we got to make sure and season it with a little bit of salt. And that's it. Like that's she like boils a potato with salt and like there you go.
There's
and
another
like,
chef
everything
that...
she makes is like the most like no flavor, like basically like Amber cooks, you know. I think my favorite thing I died one day. There was one of them I was watching when there was a guy like screaming, like, oh my god, I think I have COVID. I don't taste nothing when he's eating, and then he's like, oh yeah, I forgot I married a white woman.
I've seen that.
And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I get it. Cause yeah, Amber like you can tell the difference if I cook or if Amber cooks because I put spice in everything because I got to have flavor and everything she does is like nothing.
Yeah. I like flavor. I'm not a big fan of hot. Right?
Well, I don't mean necessarily hot, just any kind of flavor. Like, everything she cooks is bland, which I mean, I love my wife, but yeah.
Well, so today I text Tosh and I was like, hey, can you put the pork in the crock pot?
Oh, that's asking a lot. I mean, Tosh is not the...
And...
Love you, Tosh. Love you.
She sends back...
But I know, you can burn water.
Okay, I put a little bit of water in the bottom. Do you want me to put anything on the meat? Well, probably seasoning, but I'll take care of it when I get home. I mean, I'm going to shred it and then put it on the flat top, so I'll season it then.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to do pulled pork tacos tonight. But
nice.
Yeah, but I'm like, I didn't know you had to ask if you needed seasoning. Like the answer should always be yes.
Oh, that's the thing. Like Amber, like if she asks me to do it, she knows I'm immediately throw seasoning on it of some sort because I can't, it's like, I need flavor to my food. So like,
yeah.
When I do the pork now, usually when I do pork, it's in chili. I'll cook the chili and cook the pork in the chili, then shred it and throw it back in the chili and let it cook for like another hour.
Oh, don't say chili. Mr. Pickett will be texting me in the morning about we got to have ourselves a chili cook-off.
Yeah.
Which I agree. I think it'd be fun, but I think it needs to be more than three people.
Yes.
And I think we got to have a big gathering for it type deal.
So that'd be like a birthday party type thing.
Or like I said, like I think one of the nights like a comedy night. I think that would be, but it'd have to be something planned out a couple months in advance. So yeah. You can get the word out. So even, you know, customers of the comedy show could possibly partake, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think it needs a lot more detailed attention to it.
Yeah, it's one of those things I think we got to think about a lot more. But, yeah, it would be a fun thing to do. Because I think what it is, I mean, I know we both have completely different takes on our chili.
Well, you mean how we make it?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's never the same twice, but yeah.
Oh, neither's mine.
You know.
I don't have a recipe. Like one of my nephews or something asked me for a recipe once, and I'm like, I throw meat in the crock pot and throw a bunch of shit in there until it tastes right.
Yeah, I had a friend who had a chili cookbook of all fucking things he got from Budweiser.
Yeah.
Budweiser? No, I lied. Camel. He bought them with Camel Bucks. Remember Camel Bucks?
Yep, I do. Yeah. Yep, because I was a Camel smoker, so I had Camel Bucks, a lot of them.
So he bought it with Camel Bucks, and it might have even been Super Bowl. We were at his house or watching something, Super Bowl, UFC fight, boxing, whatever. And he pulled it out, and we made this chili, and I remember, you know, some of it, you know. So I've always tried making my version of that, but again, you know, I don't always put the same thing in it. Like, yeah. I may not have the same ingredients every time.
And that's the same thing too. It's like pretty much I start going through and finding the same, you know, what do I want for, you know, spices? It might be spices, because every once in a while Amber will go through a kick and clean up the spice cabinet, and all of a sudden like half my spices are missing. And I'm like, next time you do that, write a note of what you throw away because you think it's expired, and then I can get new shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe the price of some spices.
Yeah.
Like, why can I get onion powder at one store for like $2, but I go to another store, it's $13?
I don't know. It's weird. I think it's the one of them's gourmet and organic or some bullshit.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. But so normally, like the basic spices, onion powder, garlic powder, shit like that, I get it for $1 at grocery outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what fucking brand it is, but.
Yeah, I get those ones quite a bit. Those are the ones. And then I have also a lot of taco seasoning, because I use taco seasoning in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Chili powder.
I normally buy that at Costco because I use that for the taco seasoning. I use it for a lot of shit, so I get the big fucking tub of it.
Yeah. When I make shepherd's pie, I make it with taco seasoning.
Yeah. So you're cooking all this food with seasoning, but Amber doesn't season her food. Does she like seasoning?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, she's fine with it. She likes it, but she just, whatever reason, she's, but her mom didn't cook. Like, Amber's mom is like Tosh. She could, I mean, if it wasn't in a box, she can't make it.
Yeah.
So before me and Amber met, like, she's a lot better now than when we first met. Like, when we first met, it was like mac and cheese or like spaghetti. Like, it had to be in a box, or like you just had to boil the noodles and pour, you know, spaghetti sauce over the top of it. It was nothing, you know. But now, I mean, especially since we've been working on like the Weight Watchers, she gets all these recipes and makes some really good, like, low calorie stuff from like Weight Watchers. It's just, she doesn't put, like, she follows the recipe to the letter. Like, but so there's none of the, like, you know, like me and you both, I know you do it because I've watched you do it, where it's also, I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to throw this in here and throw that in there. And Amber's like, that's not in the recipe. I'm like, yeah, but I don't like bland. I want a little bit of extra in there. So
last night, so I bought this pork loin, and it was probably almost 3 feet long. I mean, it was a big fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way I can just make this as a loin roast and just have that. Like, so one night I cut it up into pork chops. And, you know, flattened them out and breaded them and made fried pork chops. And then last night I Googled Chinese food pork recipes, because I was like, oh, I got some rice to make. You know, I got some stir fry vegetables, you know, but so as I was looking through the recipes, I'm like, well, fuck, I don't have, you know what? Okay, I have soy sauce. I got like 3 ingredients out of this 10 ingredient recipe. I'll wing the rest. You know, we're good. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure you learned how to cook like I did. I learned from my mom, who's from West Virginia. And I mean, it was pretty much, you looked at a recipe, said, okay, that seems about right. And then you never looked a second time.
I learned from Denny's.
Oh, did you? Yeah. And then you throw random things in the pot until it tastes right.
I learned the idea that I need to know how to cook for my dad.
Yeah.
My dad didn't, the only thing my dad ever cooked was breakfast. And so, If mom had something happening on any given night, she either had something in the oven already, so all dad had to do was pull it out, or we had pancakes, bacon and eggs, you know, something of that sort. Shit on a shingle, my dad did make that. My dad was a KP cook in the Army. So, you know, we did have shit on a shingle, stuff like that. I watched my mom cook some, but I didn't really pick up any, and it kind of bums me out, because my mom used to make, she called it green bean casserole, but I know it was green beans, like a homemade tomato sauce, ground beef, and then she used Bisquick to make a basically a bread on top, almost similar to like a pot pie, but the bread was like 2 inches thick.
Oh, wow.
And it would bake like this huge biscuit on top, and then you'd use your fork and cut in or like break it up, and then it became almost dumpling-ish in this green bean mixture.
Oh, wow.
And it's white trash. It's poor food. There's not a doubt in my mind.
That's the best kind.
Especially now that I know I'm buying my own groceries. Like, I'm like, oh, like I can get canned green beans for nothing. Oh, I can get, you know, a hamburger's expensive now, but back in the day it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, and Bisquick, I'm like, oh, okay. So, and then really, my dad had always told me, like, it's not 1950 anymore. You need to learn how to cook, do laundry, sew. Like, you can't expect a woman to do this for you anymore.
No.
You know, if you find one, that's great, nice, wonderful, but it's not expected. And so my dad taught me how to sew, taught me how to do laundry. I refused to learn ironing. I'm like, nope.
I don't iron anything. I know how to, but I don't.
I don't even know how. I don't even want to know how. Fuck that. You know, my form of ironing is throw that bitch on low press in the dryer.
Yep.
And pray to God it's wearable when it comes out.
Pretty much. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
But when I worked at Denny's, I was a waiter, and I would always get sent home early. So I was always getting cut short on the paychecks. And yeah. I started to notice the cooks never get sent home early. So if there's no customers, they're still making their hourly wage and standing around doing nothing. Well, if I'm going to get sent home to go do nothing, I'd rather do it here and get paid. So I started watching all the cooks at Denny's. And then when an opening opened, I took that spot. And that's how I learned the basics of cooking.
Yeah. See, for me, it was one of those ones growing up that Mark was the older one, and Mark spent time in the garage with my dad. So I was just kind of left in the house. And then I kind of got the idea. I learned a little bit from my mom. And then for like my 10th birthday or something, my mom got me a Betty Crocker cookbook that I still have and I still use, and got me the Betty Crocker cookbook. And then once a week I made dinner. So, and I started making dinner, and she helped me for the first little bit. And then after that, I just started, you know, I would pick a recipe or just tell someone, hey, pick a recipe and I'll make it. Yeah. And then just from then on, but then after a while, I learned really quickly. It was one of those like, okay, the recipe is a guideline, and I would glance over it. And then, you know, there's certain things you do have to follow, like, you know, to the letter in some ways, but other things you can just like, I make sweet and sour chicken all the time. The only thing I pay attention to is a recipe to make the sweet and sour sauce. Other than that, cause I make my own sauce. Other than that, the recipe calls for like breaded pork, and I actually just grill chicken and make grilled chicken and then use, you know, make whatever I want. So the only thing I really need the recipe for is so I can make the sauce.
That's the whole point of sweet and sour chicken.
Is the sauce, yeah.
So really you're using the whole recipe on that, but yeah, I agree. I mean, you don't, you know, the recipes are all guidelines except baking.
Yes.
Baking's one of those things if you're like, I think I'm going to use 2 tablespoons of, you know, baking soda instead of the 1. Well, now you're fucked.
No, baking is like, that's the one where you have to go, you know.
So speaking of that, right after Christmas, maybe the day after Christmas, I had a craving for brownies. I wasn't looking for anything fancy. I just wanted fucking brownies. So yeah. I bought a couple boxes of just the Giadelli's box brownie mix. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Rhea, I want brownies. Well, Rhea made a box on New Year's Eve, and I didn't get any brownies. I was drinking. Chocolate brownies didn't sound good with beer, so I didn't have any brownies, but I was like, hey, we got the other box, I want you to make, and she finally made it 2 nights ago, and every night at dinner, I'm like, boy, I'd sure like some brownies for dessert tonight, and she's like, Dad, it's not even baking, it's in a box, anybody can do it, and finally, today's Wednesday. Yeah, so Monday night, I must have guilted her enough where she's like, oh, fine, I'll make it after dinner. And she gave me all this shit about how anybody can make a box brownie mix, blah, yeah. blah, 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 blah. Fucking soup. Fucking soup. And, oh, I'm loving it because it's a constant ridicule now. Like, huh, you must not be somebody because if anybody can make these.
Yeah, what the fuck, Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, I'm not. I'm not a great baker because that's my problem. I'm horrible at like following. I mean, I can if I have to, but like, I mean, I make some things like I'll make my own. When I make biscuits and gravy, I make my own biscuits. It's like three things that go in it. And yeah. That's it. I'll make my own biscuits.
Water, flour, butter. Like,
yeah, pretty much. That's it.
Yeah.
Pinch of salt. I'll make my own biscuits. And then, you know, I make my own gravy, obviously, too. But
yeah.
But my new thing is I put chorizo instead of I use chorizo for the meat.
Kids don't like Bella and Toby don't like it's got a little too much zip.
Oh, it's got just enough. I mean, even Amber, who doesn't like it, will like spicy. She'll take that.
Bella doesn't like sausages in general. So normally when I make biscuits and gravy, I can't just have biscuits and gravy. So normally yeah. I'll make a pound of bacon and scramble up a dozen eggs. That way Bella can have just bacon and eggs. But I did, what did I do? Oh, I did spaghetti with chorizo one night instead of ground beef. And Bella, spaghetti is one of her favorite meals, and she fucking hated it. Like, I have to warp everything I cook basically around her.
Oh, see, and that's one of those things. That's what kills me, like, when I make the chili. When I make chili, I have to usually make, I have to make it. And if I want some my way, I have to like split it at some point. That's why I want to get my niece has one where it's a double sided like
crock pot
where I could, you know, which I want one if there was some way that I could like split them at some point, you know, because that's my biggest problem. I like it spicy, but I like it spicy to a point like me and Benton will be fine eating it. Amber won't touch.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I like a little zip in chili, but. My little zip is most people's, oh, you put pepper in it. Like, I know I have a weak spice palate. You know.
I love spice. Like, I will, like, I got ghost pepper cheese just because I wanted it, and that's what I put on my sandwiches.
What is wrong with you?
I love spice.
Here's my problem with most peppers. They're hot for the sake of being fucking hot.
Yeah.
There's no flavor to them.
And that's part of the problem. Some of them are that way. That it's some peppers are, some peppers aren't. Like there's some like habaneros are actually they have a sweet taste to them and then they kind of kick with the heat. But some are hot just to be hot. Some of them do have a flavor.
Yeah, but
like,
the heat of a habanero overpowers the sweet so fucking much. Right?
A little bit.
And like for me, like Mexican spice is hot for the sake of just being fucking hot.
Like I said, some are.
But Chinese spice, to me, has flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love the garlic chilies and the sauces and the sweet chili sauces. And to me, they have flavor that's sweetness is balanced out with heat. Not, oh, we're going to trick you to thinking this is tasty. And then we're going to burn your balls off from inside your nutsack. Yeah. Like, no.
I can see that. See, like, a lot of times I'll make, like, when I, with the chili, that's one of the things that I do a lot of times is I throw about halfway through the cooking when I put in the chilies. If I put chili in it, like, you know, a jalapeno or habanero, depending on how hot I want to make it, I'll throw in, like, a cup of honey with it.
So
it gives it just a little bit of a sweet.
Now, right I before. Put honey in my chili almost every time I make it. Just a quick swirl around the pot, you know, and normally right towards the end. But I don't even know if I do it so much for flavor. I like the sheen and the tackiness it gives the chili.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a texture thing. I don't know. But I always do it. Always. So, who fucking knows? All right, well, sir. Well, you have comedy tomorrow.
I do. And it's going to be a blast. It's J.R. Berard is the headliner with Rachel Afjay. No, that's not right, is it? Yeah, it is. And Chris Moss is going to be closing it out.
All right. Well,
it's going to be a good show. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Pre-show. Great food, great booze. So it'll be fun.
Firehouse Ording. There you go. I said the place.
Yeah. Firehouse Ording, 7 p.m.
So, all right. Be sure if you guys are in town, check that out tomorrow. Super Bowl on the spot right now. Final prediction this Sunday.
Chiefs, but it's going to be close. I think it's going to be the Chiefs, and it'll be 24-21.
You're going Chiefs by 3.
Yeah. With a late game, like pretty much just like the conference finals, they're gonna win it with a last minute, like either overtime or last, you know, second field goal.
Yeah, I think I'm going with the fat man too, but I think I'm going. I think I'm going by 9. Chiefs by 9 because I think with Hurts' first time really playoffs anything. I think the bright lights might get to him on the first go. It tends to a lot of times with young quarterbacks for their first time. And so I'm going Chiefs by 9.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
There we go. There's our Super Bowl predictions. What are you cooking for Super Bowl?
Probably chili, now that we've been talking about it a whole bunch. Probably chili. What I'll do is I'll do the chili, and then at the end I'll take the chili and throw some cheese in it and make a dip. So,
little chili queso.
Yeah, a little chili queso. So, take like a small portion of it, make a dip out of it.
I'll be honest, I cut corners. I always buy a can of Nally's for that. I don't know why, but it's the trailer park boy in me.
It is.
And that's all. All right, so we're both going Chiefs in this one. I found this real easy, cheap. Philly cheesesteak pull aparts with, like, you buy the Pillsbury crescent rolls and you make your Philly cheesesteak stuff like you would. And then you break your croissants up.
Croissants.
And then lay all your filling inside, fold over the top in a big circle, cook a little dip in the middle, a little cheese dip in the middle. And I've made it the last 3 years. Kids love it. I love it. So that's what
sounds
it'll be.
Amazing, actually.
That's what'll be on my table.
I'm gonna have to get that recipe from you. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's super simple. But all right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And have a good Super Bowl weekend.
See you later.